Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to part two of Turn Up Tuesday, Thursday, Exposed episode. And my, see, we have people to call back for part two. So I guess everybody's interested in hearing Dion speak. So we do have Dion on the phone right now. How's it going, Dion, again?
Y'all gonna respect me. I'm David Ruckus. Y'all motherfucking Temptation. That was gonna be like
Temptation. I had to fix me a drink for this because I'm almost certain I'm gonna need a couple shots before the show is over. But again, people, if you have any questions for Dion, which I guess you guys do because I see you guys are pretty much tuning in for part two. If you have any questions for him, please feel free to press 1, okay? But for now, I will be asking questions that I was asked to ask. So, Dion, you know, this is your forum. So my first question to you is, what makes you feel that you were not exposed?
What made me feel like I wasn't exposed? Because in some way, you can say I've been exposed, but the whole time I was trying to tell somebody and they told me to be quiet. They were telling me to shut up, don't speak about it because people in Macon wouldn't know how to take it. So they told me to be quiet because I guess they would feel the backlash that I would get from everybody. So they told me not to do it. A female told me not to do it.
Okay. But that's not
If they feel like I've been exposed, I got exposed. But to be exposed, that means if I was trying to hide something, I wouldn't make no video about it. If you're trying to hide something, you're going to be way low-key than that. See, you know what I'm saying? I made people.
Okay, I just got a message. What they meant, and if you guys hear the ding throughout, that's how I can hear my messenger because I'm taking questions through messenger. As well. Well, anyway, that Dean came from Messenger. Dion, what they meant when they said by you being exposed, he said what he wanted to know was you don't feel that Tate was exposing because you stated that a girl told you not to say nothing, but the Tate, it did kind of put it out there, though, to the majority of the people that did not know. He said that's what he meant when he said, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, a small to that point, because if another nigga want to know if I'm something dead or not, he gay. What the fuck he want to know what I'm something dead for? What's your purpose is? I ain't your friend. So why you want to know how I start digging out? That's your answer. But for a woman's point of view, yeah. But nigga point of view, for what? Why you want to know? I want to know how you fuck. I don't give a fuck how you fuck. Let me come behind your girl.
Right.
And I'm going to tell her back out. I'm going to tell her fucking back out. Because I ain't worrying about what you doing. I don't give a fuck what you doing. But my business, a man should not know my business. Only person that you know my business is my girl who I'm dealing with. That only person need to know my business. Any more questions?
Okay.
Now beat some on that. See, any more?
Okay.
It's gonna be uncut. It's gonna be wrong. I'm gonna give you all the truth. The whole point. Because you know, let me be honest. A man can't say shit about me. You know what I'm saying? Because they can't. If we gonna talk about, we gonna point out flaw. We gonna point out these niggas don't pay child support. Nigga, these women out here, you know what I'm saying, got to put up with these old fuck niggas. These niggas ain't married. Every nigga who want to know about nigga gay, he ain't married. He don't have got 4 or 5 kids. He dealing with 3 or 4 women. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit, don't worry about what I'm doing. You need to fish your house. Because if you fish your house and take care of your girl, get with it. You ain't got to worry about what's going on in these streets because you at the house with your girl. But since you want to be out here with these girls, And be out here, nigga. Take the good and the bad, my nigga. It is what it is.
Okay.
Let rock. Let roll.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thumbs up. Okay. He shouted. Okay. So, okay. Did you after the incident? Did you fear not? I know you had female friends prior, but I'm saying the question is, and I'm gonna read it verbatim. Did you fear that you would not date, that it would be hard for you to date again? Did you feel that way?
Let me be honest with you. D-training, I don't give a fuck either way it go. Because D-training, bad anyway, I got 7 kids. So I wasn't looking for no more kids anyway. So if I did, if a girl didn't want to take me back, get away. I'm still fucking. I'll get me a bad training. Call it a day.
And it's good that you said that. I'm glad that you said that, which leads to the next question, which you pretty much answered. So you would not oppose to dating a transgender?
No, I would never date a transgender. You know what I'm saying? I think they are very attractive people, but have I ever, you know what I'm saying? I won't date another man, period. I would never date another man. I live the earth by myself. If I couldn't be with a woman for real. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like I said, I ain't never penetrated a man. A man ain't never penetrated me. So, you know what I'm saying? It's different levels of everybody gayness. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I ain't fucking that, and that's fucking me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't one of them niggas who, you know what I'm saying, like to get fucked, and I ain't fucking that. So they don't get bored with me either because I ain't fucking that.
So if anybody have any questions, because I do see The line is kind of filling up now. If anybody has some questions for Dion, please press 1. And if not, I'm going to continue just to go through my inbox messages and ask him questions from there. And it may be some of you were the ones that, inbox me just waiting for me to ask. So I'm going to move forward with my questions. But if you have any, please press 1. And he'll be more than happy to answer them. So I'm just gonna leads me to your current situation. So was it hard or easy for you to talk to your significant other about? Because I'm gonna be honest with you. Some of you people, I don't mind saying old lady neck. I just don't like using those type words. So I'm gonna reword some of this. I'm going to say significant other. So was it hard for you to discuss what happened to your significant other, or did they see the video through social media?
My girl I'm with now, she didn't see it. The girls I was with before I got with her, they didn't see it. They said they don't want to see it. Like they ain't what they interested in. So why would they want to look at a video? If they ain't interested in this kind of lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? Well, they don't want to look at it anyway, so they don't look at it because it ain't nothing they interested in. See, people who want to look at that video, they were interested. See, a lot of stuff was going on in making, and I feel like I'm part of that shit. See, people accepted me for who I am. See, when people accepted me for who I am, I guess people started laying their guards down. Then, before I got caught, everybody had their guards up and tried to hide their secret. See, everybody had a secret. But they had that shit in the closet, in the trunk. See, somebody find their trunk in the closet and let go their secret. That what happened to these niggas in Macon, to the point that, let me say this. People always made fun of sexuality, period. Let's do the history of sexuality. Little Richard was a bisexual man. He was the first, like, man ever to really have a man. He was married with, he wife. And he was bisexual. Period. Little
right. Right.
Not, okay. Let's go farther in history. Let's go farther in history. Most the Europeans and all that, you know what I'm saying? You know, they sexuality. Now, see, white people sexuality, they always had sexuality. You know, see, they always had they bi curious, they bisexual, whatever. They really started this. Now, what it is for the black people, everything is just so damn taboo that everything got to be hard in the closet. See, when a white person get with the white guy came out gay, he had everybody support him. Now, the black football player came out gay before the dude came out gay. He did not get support in the black community. See, if we don't support our people to be honest and open, get what's going to happen. It's going to keep us closed in the closet. And with other people racist here, they all right, okay, you gay. All right, okay, cool. It's all right for them to come out. And that's why their AIDS and all that is down lower, because they embrace when they come out. They got support. We don't have support in the black community for these things to be an avenue for us to come out. So we don't come out. Me living this life was really protecting my children. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really protecting no girl and all that, because I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Really, when it comes to, like relationship and all that, I ain't give a fuck. Either way it go, you going to love me, you going to love me, you don't hate me. There's only two people in the world.
I got another question. It's from it came through my inbox again. Okay, it stated, I'm going to read exactly how this is because I don't know, you know, you were once a well-respected blood. Even your homies in your set did diss you now. How do you feel about that?
No pussy nigga can diss me, because no pussy niggas, I'm the one who everybody was scared of. So if a CC was the leader of y'all straight niggas, just answer your own question. Well, I'm going to go in some detail about a whole bunch of pussy niggas used to run behind me when I used to not got niggas. Why I give a fuck when I came home? I did not hang with them. See, me, I'm never a follower. See, gang members and people, see, I said trends. See, when I came home, I want to be honest with everybody about my secret, because I want to be the first one to have control. I want to, see, the reason why I asked to come out, because I didn't have control. See, I had control in being a gang. I had control of going to prison. I've been in control of my relationship. I in control of having my children. But this one little secret, I wasn't in control no more. This shit was taking control of my mind and my body. So now this shit got too much power on Dion, and Dion don't like shit that got power over him. See, I don't wish up no money. I don't wish up nothing. I don't even wish up my kids. I love my kids, but I don't wish up nothing. Only thing I wish up is God. So this thing right here, it hold me prison in my own life. My secret
I want to answer that question.
I want to answer these questions.
I know.
I want to answer these. How's the nigga you talking about? You know what I'm saying? These niggas still respect me. These niggas, when I come to make it, nobody don't say nothing. I used to ask a nigga, they say something crazy. Come and beat your ass. Niggas don't want to go and walk with a real nigga. I'm so sorry. Niggas scared of real niggas. I don't give a fuck. I had a dick in my mouth today. And if a motherfucker say something about it, I'm going to hit him in the mouth. And let me rephrase this. All straight niggas getting raped in prison. You heard? You see them stories on TV when niggas come
out. I watch all.
That shit real life, nigga. Turn your ass out, nigga. If nigga had something to tell me, nigga, we'll rape that fuck nigga. See, it's the same thing.
I'm just saying, real nigga don't
discuss another man's business. Cause when you wake up, you might have a dick in you. See, it's a rule now. It's a rule now. These niggas playing against the rule. It's a rule out here. It's the rule here. You don't never speak on another man's business, because that can end up getting you ass killed. And these fuck niggas ain't got no respect. But I'm here to give these niggas some respect, though. I'm here to give these niggas some respect. I'm old school. I'm 37 years old, and I can rock with the best on. Carry on.
Okay. Carry on. Well, Dion, you know, again, you know, you thought, you didn't think part two was going to roll tonight, but it did. And I will say again, we thank you. We thank all of our callers for calling in and our listeners for calling in. If you have any questions for Dion, please feel free to press 1. But if not, I'm still gonna roll with my inboxes and continue to ask the questions. But I definitely want to say, Dion, this is a question from me. I don't want you to get so aggressive and upset, because you know this is what it's your session, and you know, and they asking, you know, people gonna ask you questions, and I think things that, you know, I guess people want to ask anyway, but a lot of people just gonna go through the show. So I am glad that we're choosing to do that. We're doing this second set for you, just to go ahead and freely discuss the situation, you know, discuss, you know, anything you would like to discuss, but mainly more people want to talk more about this whole exposed thing and how you felt about it. And then the number one question was, you know, when you mentioned in the preview on our first show that you didn't feel like you were exposed. Okay, again, now how is your relationship with your kids' mom? I know you stressed, you know, you say you have, you know, 7 kids. How's your relationship with them? And the reason why I'm saying, because now one of my inboxes was stating that one of your kids' mom is on Facebook. So how did that kind of interfere with y'all relationship? You know, I don't know your kids' mom, but just, I guess one particular one is on Facebook. And you can share what was her thoughts. Did she know about it prior, or because, well, they say she acted as if she did not know. So you want to share your thoughts on that, or how was her reaction to it, if it was a shock to her? Dion?
Hello?
Hello?
You hear me?
You still there? Okay.
Yeah. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
You hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
My baby mama didn't know. She didn't know.
Okay.
She did not know. She know about my childhood.
Okay. So that was true.
She knows. She know about my childhood, but she did not know the current situation. Okay.
Okay. Well, okay.
Okay. Let me say something about that baby mama. That baby mama don't work. That baby mama, I take care of her now. So who give a fuck about her opinion? She got two straight niggas. They ain't never sucked no dick, and them niggas don't take care of their kids. Fuck them and fuck her too. Next question. Let me ask a question that Mella. Okay.
Okay.
Let me tell me about these straight people with all these problems. Give me somebody without these problems.
Dion.
I said what I said. I ain't gonna take it back. I ain't gonna take it back what I just said. So you might as well go on.
I don't want you to take back what you said, but you got to realize that. You got to realize. You open now. This is your session. So people gonna ask what they gonna ask. Now you already know that.
I don't mind.
You already know. I know you're gonna say something. But I asked you a question. Yeah, okay. And when I asked you, you know, when we talked about the whole situation about being exposed, and you told me, and this was when we were just talking prior to just setting this show up, and you were like, you didn't feel like it, you didn't agree with the whole exposed thing. So I want to know, why? Why didn't you agree? Why do you disagree?
So what I tell people is, because the reason, I'm going to be honest, the reason why I ain't tell people, because people get to judge you on your sexuality. The people ain't going to judge you how hard you were, what kind of man you really are. They going to judge me. If a person going to judge me by my sexuality, it really ain't fair. So before I tell a person really who I am, I let them get the whole deal. Then I give you the story. I know it might not be right, but it's fair to me, because some people need to know not just one part of me. Don't make my sexuality who I am, because they ain't who I am.
And that's not what I meant when I said, you know, when I asked you that. But think about it. What I disagreed on is the whole thing where, you know how some people, if you notice on your page, was going back and forth, and they were saying that they just want to know, you know, and that would be for myself. Now, I wouldn't want nobody to just expose somebody, just like the caller said on the first edition.
I'm going to tell you, let me tell you, stop interrupting, Dion. I'm telling you, I'm getting to that point. Okay, now calm down. I know you're the horse.
Because I'm thinking you ain't feeling what I was asking. Calm down.
I'm telling you this. I'm learning the situation. I'm gonna tell you the story. And this your answer. Okay. I ain't gonna say when. I ain't gonna say which girl. I ain't gonna do none of that. So, you know, I mess with the girl. We mess around for. I ain't fuck no. You know what I'm saying? I really just gave her some that good head. So I ain't fuck her. You know what I'm saying? I just gave her that head. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we fuck around, whatever. She started liking me as me. She ain't like me because of my sexuality. She ain't like me because of my dreads. She ain't like me because I'm dark skin. She liked me because who I was inside. So I sat down and told her that. So I told her, we talked about it, you know what I'm saying? When it first hit her, you know what I'm saying? She was told for a minute. She was told for like about 2 days. She was just really told about it 2 days. She come back, she said, I love you. I like you. It ain't about what you did or whatever. And that's the story. See, people got to get to know that person. See, when people start, that's just like saying you a crackhead. People, know what I'm saying? Them people don't know, you know what I'm saying, your story. You used to be a crackhead, but you can get judged for what your past is, and people ain't going to give you the fair judgment like you should. So I didn't tell everybody when I first met them. I had to warm up to them, and cause everybody don't need to know your truth, because you might not even be with that person long. So, you know what I'm saying? My baby mama, she ended up getting pregnant like 2 or 3 months after we really just started kicking it, and I was in a situation that I couldn't tell her right then. I had to let, you know what I'm saying, I had to find a way to tell her, and that's how the situation became her. But I was going to tell her my way instead of trying to tell her. And a lot of people, and I'm going to tell you this, most girls that I used to mess with already know what going on with me. Guess what? They when the shit hit the daylight, everybody had amnesia. And I respect that, because it's my story, and they should not have to go down with me. A lot of people did know, but when the shit came out, everybody like, I ain't know, and I respect that, because, you know what I'm saying, because it's the way they want to do things, and people want to ask them questions, so I respect it, but a lot of people did know, so I would never spoke. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of girls that, a lot of girls that I was fucking with knew my situation. But like I said, right. I'm Dion, nigga. I mean, I know how to treat a female. I ain't what people say I am. Because it just said to me, right. It ain't no relationship with no niggas. Fuck them niggas. Them fuck nasty and right. Fuck them niggas. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was a handful of niggas. I ain't riding here messing with all the niggas. That's why I'm 37 and my secret just came out last year. See, more niggas, they been out here and all these 20, these 19. No, I know how to, you know what I'm saying? I keep checking ups, and I just went out there like that. But I'm going to say this. A is not a gay disease. Please stop that stupid ass shit. It's not a gay disease. Kill yourself. And most time, and let me say this, every time I caught something from a nasty bitch, and every time I went to the doctor, a bitch sent me to the doctor. So I just want to put that in the record. The record is y'all hold carry more shit than anybody. So let that be known. Okay.
Okay. Callers again, because I'm going to ask this, and I hate to ask this one because I do not like using this verbiage. Okay, callers, if you have any questions, please press 1, because you guys are sending me these inboxes, and I really, really don't speak like this, but I'm going to go ahead and ask the question.
Press one if you would like to ask Dion a question.
This is the next question, and this is coming from Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
Not to be not, not to be funny, will you ever suck a dick again?
I don't know. If my bitch want it, I'd be on that dick like goddamn some new money. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It, whatever in my relationship to make my girl happy, and she like that freaky shit, I'm with it. I'm not out living it. Anything gonna be in my relationship. And if I'm planning to be with somebody for 40 years, shit, sometimes she wanna do something freaky, get with it. I'm with it. You know what I'm saying?
You do have a question. There is a question. Hold on 1 second.
And let me put it on the record. I was a swinger for a long time in my life.
Okay, well, let's take this call, Dion. Let's take this call.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello? Hey, welcome to Tune Up Tuesday.
Hello?
I can barely hear your phone.
Oh, he's not to me?
The caller. Hello?
Oh, okay. See, that means on that cricket. It ain't going to do that.
What caller, do this. I'm going to just hang it up, call right back, and press 1 for me, okay? Okay, I'm just going to dismiss, okay? And just press 1 for me. Nick, call back, they'll press 1, okay?
Let me see.
Okay.
Hey,
back to that.
Dion,
I really
want to
focus on the question. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, y'all can call me. I just got a big personality. Don't mind me. I just talk crazy sometimes. I'm real friendly.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to feel like I'm trying to be a bully and none of that. No, it's just the way I speak. It's the way I kick it. And I apologize if y'all feel any kind of way, but this is the way I'm just kicking it. I ain't violent like that, you know what I'm saying? I just kick it like that sometimes. And I apologize if y'all feel like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to feel like that. Go ahead.
Okay. And again, to any other callers, press 1, and hopefully that caller will call back. Okay, now back to that question that I asked you. So, okay, so, and we've talked about this again. So you think that, okay, anything your woman wants, you said prior, you know, for the question that the anonymous person wanted me to ask you. So you feel that you don't feel like that is that, you know, that makes you bisexual, or it just makes you freaky?
It make me whatever. And see, what about me is I don't go for what nobody outside of my house that don't pay my bill call me. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what their opinion is. I ain't never care about people's opinion. You know what I'm saying? You ain't paying no light bill in that bitch. Really don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, that don't bother me. I have my videotape out, me sucking dick. Okay, me out sucking dick. All right. Your mom suck a dick. That's how your dad died. She got your daddy. No, I ain't mad about that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad about that. It's a part
it's
of life.
It's never a dull moment.
I ain't mad because I, you know what I'm saying? She, your old man might be sucking one.
And you thought part two wasn't going to be interesting. I'll tell you, it is. It's definitely interesting, you know. And I'm gonna say this.
I don't have a couple girls that got down with me. So for all y'all stuck up motherfuckers, oh, it go down live. Oh, it real live. Oh, I eat ass and everything. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Anything to make a niche. You know what I'm saying? Sex should be fun. Now all this stiff shit. Oh, don't do that. Oh, don't do that. Bitch, get out my bed.
So you
bitch.
Think bringing another person into bed with you?
See, I ain't even talking about that because that ain't the question. We ain't talking about all that. You need to stay on the topic about these niggas. Cause I don't worry about what I got going on. See, now you being nosed. See, now you been over. Hell
no. I
want you to put my girl business out there. If she did, she didn't. I just respect. You know what I'm saying? I respect,
no, I'm not right. talking about your. I'm not talking about in your current situation.
Oh, okay.
I'm just
okay.
saying. I get the question. I'm asking you, and I gotta just. And I'm just kind of piggybacking off my questions that I'm getting. So I got, I mean, that's, you know, and that's all I'm asking. That's all, I'm just piggybacking off. Right. And basically, it's pretty much two in one. Just like you stated about, you know, what I asked you that quick, because I'm not going to repeat that. But what another question basically was, well, you said that, you know, one of the writers said that you say you freaky, but you don't, you freaky, can't you, okay, basically, can you just do the things, couldn't you just be freaky with a woman that way?
Yeah.
That's basically what, I just don't like to speak vulgar that way. I don't like to speak that vulgar,
I can do that, yeah, I can do that, I don't trim her, yeah. It don't matter, I said what she wants. See, people ask the question what they want out of a relationship. We ain't talking about what you want. I'm talking about in my relationship with, you know what I'm saying, what she need. And whatever she need, you know what I'm saying, I will fulfill that. See, we ain't talking about y'all needs. You asking me my girls need. Most of my girls, they some cheaters. They some whores. And they like that freaking shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You might be a conservative girl. Might be bored. Your nigga might be cheating on you now. No, we ain't talking about y'all kind. We talking about the ones that keep it popping. I'm talking about the ones that, you know what I'm saying, you know, see, my girl going to be my best friend. So when I want some more pussy to get with, hey, y'all, I think you're trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be somebody's best friend. See, your relationship ain't just one-sided. See, most people live their relationship through the media eye, what a relationship supposed to be. Like, a relationship ain't supposed to be like that, because grandma always had a child that don't look like everybody else. You think grandma wasn't fucking? Everybody got that goddamn one auntie don't look like nobody in the family. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, and granddad always had some children. Granddad always had some children on the side. So, people have been living their life how they want to. But people are trying to live their fate life. I ain't looking for no perfect girlfriend. Y'all can have them bitches. I don't even want none of them. I don't want none of them perfect girls. I want me some a freak. I want somebody who can love me. I want somebody who can goddamn, we can build a future together, build an empire together. Y'all can have the other hoes. Because it too many freaking hoes out here that love Dion like he is. That's all. It's too many.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? People love me for who I am. You know how many girls, honestly, I have two or three girls I was talking about, oh, they didn't get on my nerve, Dion. Can you come and you get one of your homeboys and come knock my back off? I was like, damn, girl, you for real? Yeah, for real. This real life. It go down. Oh, it go down.
Next question. I like this one. This is a good one. Do you think that through the video, you think you got more play from men or women? I like that. That's a good question. That's a good question.
I'm gonna tell you this. It was both at one time. It was both. You know what I'm saying? But the niggas, they falling off. I won't bite. The nigga like, fuck Dion. They bite. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk about that too. But the women, they still pop up. See, I got more women when I got in a relationship. Because there were 20 more girls jumped on the show. Like, for real? That's all I had to do to get in a relationship? See, nigga, I got 20 more in the inbox.
Okay.
And when I say girls, and these ain't no hood rats and nothing. These girls got jobs and careers and all this. And that's the weird thing about it. That's the weird thing about it. Every girl I've been talking to, they've been like doctors, going to school for medical and all that. It ain't been the hood girls, though. I don't talk to hood girls no more. They don't really like me. Hood girls don't like me. I should have been something deep because I don't get nothing done no more. But go ahead.
Okay.
Carry on.
Okay. Okay. So you do feel like you okay. Now this question, answer it just yes or no, and of course you know I don't believe, and you wouldn't do that anyway. But I just have to reiterate to the callers. And to the listeners, we don't judge on this show, and we definitely don't name call. You know, we don't name drop. But I'm going to ask the question. So is there anybody that you can actually expose if you want to? That's another question from one of them, Facebook Messenger.
No, I don't do no snitching.
The question was, which is a good question, could you really expose somebody, some people, if you really wanted?
If I said it, and I mean it. Don't I do it every time when a nigga piss me off? Yeah, I got shit in my back pocket. I know whole way eating pussy that don't want nobody to know. I got niggas with AIDS in my inbox. People be sending me stuff that's spoiled because they know I don't give a fuck. Like, I got stuff that people, like, I know people don't pay their bills. I know people be goddamn fucking in the bathroom. Be fucking niggas they just meet in the bathroom or they hunger. I know everything. I know everything. I know where whole goddamn ain't paying their light bill and their homegirl watched out because the children need the lights, some lights on in their name, and they went and put the lights in their night. I know everything. I know that you on poly, you nigga, every time I be sending y'all some money, you don't do the right shit. You give it to that nigga because he can go out there and fake re-up, and he come back, always come back with a sad story. I know everything. I know you been with this nigga for 10 years. He won't even marry you. I know everything. Boy, I drank so much tea, boy, I'd be full of hell. I don't have to eat no more. I don't have to eat.
I believe that. And see, this is the thing. Yeah, they want you to expose because they prefer you to do it.
And that's a good thing that
you don't. That you don't expose it. Well, okay. Now this question. This is actually a good one too. Do you feel that how has the situation actually? I'm just gonna reword it, you know, because I can't really understand a little bit of it. But how do you feel? Has this situation made you feel relieved that it happened and now it's out and you? Do you feel relieved that it's done, basically? Yeah, you got caught on tape, but it's just something you've been holding in. Okay, it's out there. This is it. So do you feel relieved?
Relieved is not the word. I feel reborn. But I feel like I'm born again. Yeah, reborn. Yeah, I can't even say put the two words together. But y'all motherfucking know what I say. I can't talk over shit. But no, I say I feel alive.
Rebirth.
I feel better. Don't correct me. That's what you don't do. That's what you don't. What you do is stay in your host seat. Don't correct Dion. Dion know what he mean. Do you motherfucking know what Dion?
Well, who in the host seat? You talking about me?
I say y'all. Host. See, you know I can't talk with
you. Host.
H-O-S-T.
I was about to say dog. You didn't just say I'm in the host seat? Okay. I know I'm over here. I know I got a bartender really making me feel good over here, but I said, I hope he ain't dogging me. But
look, listen
but,
I'm telling you this. I want to address this real quick. I understand why the AIDS is higher in the man in the gays than anybody else, and I know the reason why.
Why?
Men are fucking because they are careless and they don't give a fuck who they sleep with. I had over 300 niggas in my inbox. Honestly, I had niggas on the DL. I had niggas with gay. I had trainers. I know.
I'm your friend on Facebook. I see how they be chiming in on your stuff.
I'm being honest on you. I understand why they because men are careless when it comes to sex. The only reason it ain't high in the straight women because straight women are more likely to say no. But if a man, if I tell them, yeah, come suck my dick, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, come do this, come do that. They going to come. And that's the crazy part about it. It scared me to the point that's why it scared me back where I need to be at. Because, you know what I'm saying? That's why I kept my secret, like, quiet. Because before my secret came out, I had niggas inboxing me before then. People don't know that. This is a true story. People used to inbox me all the time, hitting on me. And everybody say, I look like I went that way because the pictures and way. And then, you know what I'm saying? Because I had a little film inside too when I take pictures and stuff. So it scared me. It scared me that, you know what I'm saying? I try to hide it more then because, you know, of my pictures and all that. And a lot of dudes hit on me because when I used to put on clothes, I had niggas hit on me like with clothes. I'm like, niggas walk up to me. I had I had a lot of women walk up to me, but niggas started to walk up to me too, and that became a problem. And that's how I ended up starting dressing down so much, because a lot of people were trying to pick up me up.
I have like 10 more questions, and they keep coming. And again, I'm not. I don't want to cut you off, but I do. They wanted me to ask you, so I got to. You know, Okay. This question. Some of these questions I just don't want to say, but I'm gonna
go ahead and read it.
I'm gonna reword this now because I'm just not gonna say this. So you say you've never been penetrated by a man.
Never, never. And a woman never put a hand in my ass. Never. Period. I ain't never played like that.
So you okay? No, it's part one and part two. I'm just gonna dress it up because I can't. I am not gonna say this stuff. You say okay. First question: you've never been penetrated by a man. Have you ever been penetrated by a man? You're saying no. So you just get a pleasure out of
giving oral sex
to a man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to go through them fast.
And not really fast, you know. I'm gonna tell you why.
Cause my uncle used to make me get him head all the time. That's the only thing he used to make me do. He ain't never penetrate me. He never make me penetrate him. That's the only thing that he wanted. That's why even when I'm with a woman, that I'm a pleaser. Put it like that. I rather please than get pleased. I only like to get pleased half of the time, cause I rather please the other person. So I'm really trying to. I'm a real pleaser. Then I take her. Go ahead.
Okay. So, next question. Oh, Lord.
Man, this is a question. Let go of this.
I know. Even though you said I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm changing this stuff up because I just can't say this vulgar stuff. But I will ask, you got pleasure. It seems like you got pleasure out of what you were doing with your uncle because you're continuing to do it now. After you've penetrated a woman after 7 kids, you still do.
I guess my first, it's just like your first nut, you know what I'm saying? And she, you know how it feels, you know what I'm saying? My first nut with a woman, I can't say that. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, but, you know what I'm saying? I can't say that it is. I just can say that it was something that was embedded in me as a child, you know what I'm saying? I just hold it from bad memory that I can't shake. That's one of the bad memories that I couldn't shake from my childhood.
Okay. Next question. Do you get any pleasure out of being with a man?
Nah, it's just something to do. No. Cause after I do, it just ain't the same. A woman, I'm 100% attracted to a woman. I do, when I do that, it's something that I fall weak to, you know what I'm saying? Not no one on one, like that one on one, that's real. It's like real. Like, if I'm going to do something, it'll be with a girl. But, you know what I'm saying? My girl don't get down like that, so no. It ain't nothing that I have to do, no. And me being a swole, I guess it helped me. It's a way of being counseled. I appreciate it. I appreciate the counselor because it toughened me up.
Because
it helped me get over what I had.
Okay, I'm going to continue with the questions, but I do want to our listeners, I am glad that we did this second session, and thank you guys so much for tuning in again. So I'm going to continue to ask any questions to Dion, but again, feel free to press 1 and call her. You can press 1 again. I'm sorry that I could not hear you that the first time. You are welcome to press 1 again, and I don't know, has one of your questions been answered? If so, it's okay, because we still have 14 minutes. But I do thank you guys for tuning in again, because this is a special episode, and, you know, sometimes, you know, we just do what we want to do. Okay, callers, be back in. Okay, caller, give me just a second. Okay, you're on the air. Welcome to Turn Up Tuesday. Happy Thursday. Well, Friday now because it's 12:01. Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Welcome to the show. Okay, go ahead.
Why, when you were exposed, were you so mean towards women, literally? Like, I mean, you have calmed down a lot, but when they first exposed you, you just were off the chain with it.
Why so women? Because a woman that did it. It women that be missing, so I went at their head first, but by staying in a woman's place. See, women, like, women these days are not women. See, women these days don't know how to be in their place. Because when I was growing up, a woman supposed to be a woman. A woman don't approach a man. And a woman talking about, oh, you a bitch nigga. Nah, you don't, nah. And these niggas was bitches for not checking that woman. Because men don't have their girl to be messy and fuck with another man. You don't do that. Because my girl better not be on no Facebook fussing with no man.
But not just the woman who came at you. You understand what I'm saying? To women in general.
Because women in general was the one who was spraying it, baby.
Because I never sprayed you, and you was real nasty. And I was like, wow, if I don't like my motherfucking, excuse me, ma'am, my motherfucking post, probably. And I was like, oh, my God, is he mean like that in real life, or he just...
The situation made me mean. You ain't never had no 500 notifications, and you ain't never had, you know what I'm saying, your Facebook ain't never went to 1,000 and to 5,000 in 2 days. Like, so I can't explain the way I feel, because you ain't never been through it kind of hard. That's just like me trying to understand your pain when you having a baby.
Yeah.
It's impossible for me to understand it.
So basically, just
okay. Well, Dion,
I appreciate it, and I apologize if I was mean. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess, you know what I'm saying, at that moment I was hurt and I was in pain. So, you know what I'm saying, hurt and pain make you do that.
That's understandable. Okay.
Okay,
that's all I wanted.
Well, you know, caller, you know, all calls are anonymous. Do me a favor, if you would like, inbox Turn Up Tuesday, and so I can send you out a T-shirt. Okay.
Okay.
Because
thank
we definitely, you don't have to let me know who you were and you called us, whatever, any of that, because everything is anonymous with us. But I do give out T-shirts. If this is your first time ever listening to my show, I definitely want you to call in. I mean, send me an inbox just with your size, and you're good to go. And I don't. Everything with us is anonymous, but I do like to send out T-shirts to any of my new listeners. So if you are a new listener to me, please definitely, if you look on my page, request me to be a friend on Facebook. If you're not my friend already. And just send me your T-shirt size, and I definitely will mail you out a Turn Up Tuesday T-shirt. And we thank you so much for calling in. And this is our special episode, which will be back on the air in January.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, Deanna, that was a good question. Next question. Well, you know what? You know, I already took one of your slogans, and I ain't going to say it yet because I don't want nobody to know yet because I don't want nobody to take it from me. So, you know, but anyway. Yeah, you already know which one it is.
Drinking from the devil teacup.
Yep, you already know which one it is.
That's the third one you're trying to steal from me now. Come on, man.
Yes,
let
sir.
Me have my son
yes, sir. And I'm telling you, but you know what, Dion? You know I'm always be fair because you look out for me. I'm always be fair. But yeah, when I think those shirts are going to really make it big, 2016. I just had to get myself together so I can get them. Okay, next question.
You got all my slogans? Come on, man. You got to let me.
Yeah, I do. Next question, because we're down to 9 minutes of the show.
Okay.
Okay, and the next question is, what do you consider yourself, bisexual, homo, or straight? Good question.
I consider myself Dion Walker. I was born in Virginia, Long Beach, Virginia. That's why I consider myself. You can't put a title on a nigga like me. I'm bigger than a title. make a title. I'm Dion. See, it ain't no more gay, bisexual. It by people being grown and being honest about their situation and other people making decisions if they want to deal with that or not. Next question.
Okay. Next question is, do you think you were fair to all your – that's not – this is a good one, Dion. Do you think you were fair to all your baby mamas?
See, don't hold a hole. I ain't know everybody they did fuck, so it don't matter. Don't hold one side of me, so next question. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Don't talk. Some shit I just don't give a fuck about. You know what I'm saying? I don't put thought in it.
You are good friends, and now one. Now I don't know. You know, we don't discuss all of your baby mom, but it's one that you really, really do care about, that you really, really friends with, and I just kind of I beg to defer on all of your baby mama. Now that
hold
was
on,
a good
hold
question.
Hold on. Hello, I love all of my baby mama. No one never get that fucked.
Yeah,
I love
right.
all of them stinking motherfuckers. But at the same time,
right.
I don't care about how they feel about it, because I don't like the niggas they talk to. So, you know what I'm saying? We always going to have something that we don't like about each other. They ain't going to make us not
right. No, but no, but the question was, I know,
I'll answer you. The question are my honest opinion. I can't fake it. If
I know you
can't. You know, so y'all need to talk to somebody else gonna fake it. You ask me questions.
Now you know what, Dion. I don't expect for you to be fake.
Come
but
on,
I did, you know,
come
I
on,
just,
man, I got my time. You wasting my time talking. You ask me some more questions. You folks want to hear these questions?
Okay.
Man. Come on now.
Okay. Well. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm trying to listen to your behind and read them too. Okay, because I wish these people would press one, so I wouldn't have to read some of this. Okay, here we go. Do you want the fuck the dude your baby mama's fuck with since you can't, you don't know your sexuality. Oh, jeez.
Oh, no. I can't fuck with them because they ain't my type. They ain't my type. They're some broke niggas. I don't fuck with broke niggas. If I'm going to be a sister, I'm going to be a rich sister. That nigga who try to do something for me, he don't take me and my 7 kids to dinner. I don't give a fuck if I never fuck with a bitch again if I was going that way. I don't care. Like, the world is too big for me to care about people's opinion. If he gonna do something like again beside my bills and me happy, you know what I'm saying? You know, my children grow up and they make their own decision in the world. Like, the life is nothing but decision, and the decision that I make, I gotta live with them. I don't live by other people's decisions. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Carlos. I can't live by y'all decision. If I was gay, I would be a sex ass gay nigga. I'm so sorry. And how I would have did. I would have been a sex-ass gay nigga that whole been mad about because I ain't with them no more. See, straight hoe mad at me because, you know, I'm a sex-ass black nigga. I know that. And you know what I'm saying? They feel like, oh, that nigga too proud to be gay or whatever. I hear that all the time. But if I decided to be gay to get with, I just would have been a gay-ass nigga. I ain't mad. Carry on. Now, let's go to the next one.
Okay. The next question is, why were you so aggressive on your previous talk show?
Oh, I was aggressive because that was my talk show that I paid for. And when you go on your talk show, you pay for, you can be how you want to when you pay your money. Yeah, this shit called money. That shit
okay, it's a part two. Okay, it's a part two question. And number two, so you feel the need that you had to intimidate, I think this word meant intimidated, that you intimidated people on your show.
I don't know, because when all the people that I know were talking shit and making, and I came in, I know I intimidate people in real life.
Okay.
I know I'm CFO, 250 pounds in real life, and when niggas see me, I guess the internet thing, I look smaller on the internet, but I don't throw the party in. I don't throw all kind of party, be making when I want to. So I guess I intimidate people in real life. on Facebook, nah, I can't intimidate people on the keyboard. Really don't excite me. But when I see people in the eyes and they turn their head, I know it's real. Next question.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Okay. Yeah, of course. We're not going to even finish them because we're at 4 minutes, but
okay,
I definitely want to get. Okay. Next question is, I'm just going to go on down the line because I want everybody to be comfortable. Okay, the next question is, you always threaten to fight people, but why fight someone over something that you did?
Because in my business, that right, what I did. So I'm going to fight you about my business. I ain't going to fight you. If you go out there and do some dumb shit, I ain't going to fight you about that because I ain't going to tell you what you're doing wrong in your life. That's your decision. What a fuck nigga trying to tell me, a pussy nigga trying to tell me I'm doing something wrong in my life, and judge me, I'm going to beat your ass until I feel better. Next question.
Okay. Next question is, you seem like you're very happy in your new relationship, but is this something you're just doing for Facebook, or this is real? Okay, I can see. I mean, see them asking
that
question.
Why you don't see that?
No, I'm saying.
Let me ask my question. You know, person. I'm fucking with a couple girls. Know what I'm saying? It can't be for Facebook. When I've been fucking a lot of girls. I'm still. You think I would come home not getting no pussy? I don't know
okay.
Why people ask stupid questions. You know what I'm saying? I will come home fucking nigga, old lady. You know what I'm saying? They still like a strong black man, especially when y'all with a bunch of niggas and a bunch of hoes were talking crazy on Facebook, and then when
so
a nigga show up and making and nobody show their face. You know what I'm saying?
Answer the question
look,
real quick,
Dion,
because we got
so,
more. You know, I'm trying to get them all in. So it was not for Facebook, right? It just, I mean, I'm just trying to get them all in.
Yeah, my shit ain't for no Facebook. Fuck Facebook. We don't got to go on the Facebook. I was that girl 7 months before she hit Facebook. Fuck Facebook. For
real?
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay, callers, let me go. Okay, we're down to 2 minutes of the show. If anybody have any questions, please press 1. If not, I'm going to go ahead and continue to ask Dion 2 more questions so he can go ahead and answer them. But, again, I thank you got everybody for calling in. Thank you so much. Dion, next question. Seems like you're enjoying yourself with your new mate. How does your kids feel about her?
Oh, my kid love her. She's sweet. She balanced me because I'm real mean and she real sweet, so she balanced me. She keep me humble. She keep me out of trouble. She keep me to think, like, when I want to go fight and when she getting backlash about shit and I want to take up for her. She really did put me in a better place, and we try to build a better future. And the better future, you make people hate you when you doing success, when you be successful. So she's trying to help me to be successful. We got a lot of stuff going on. So 2015 gonna be a great
okay.
year.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay, well this is the end of the show. We only have a couple more seconds left. Dion, this was your session, and you answered all questions, but about 6 of them. But definitely we enjoyed it, and thank you everybody that called back and everyone else that chimed in. Thank you for the one who did ask questions besides sending them to my inbox, loading my inbox up. And the time is almost up. We have 22 seconds.
Okay,
Dion,
can I say this?
Yes, you can. Go ahead and close out. Close out. Go ahead. Close it up.
Okay. Only reason why I choose to be in a relationship is, you know what I'm saying, because I mess with a lot of side nigga. And, you know, I would spend all the money, you know what I'm saying, doing all these trips and enjoying my side life with these girls. But these girls going home with their boyfriend and whatever they doing, at the end of the day, I got tired of that. I got tired of being somebody's second, and I'm spoiling them. And that old man ain't really doing shit for them. I just got tired of it. So I decided to go get me a girlfriend. To be honest.
Well, that's understandable.
So I want to, if I'm going to spoil somebody, might as well be my girl, I'm going to spoil. So that's how I end up with her. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
okay. Go ahead.
And Dion, I really hate to cut you off because we only have like a 2-hour segment and I did 1 hour, so we're about to cut off. But I definitely thank everybody for tuning in. We will have a special episode towards the end of the year. We were going to start in 2016, but I think I'm going to go ahead and have a end of the year show. I thank everybody for tuning in to part two of Exposed. Okay? We thank you so much. Dion, you've been great. I thank you so much for being on the show. And everything was about you. So you have everybody have a good night. And thank you for tuning in.
I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. Bye.